9.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
All right, we're going to start things out here with a pretty disturbing story. In fact, it's downright sick.
Disturb me.
It's out of the Associated Press and our very near neighbors here in to New Hampshire, in Vermont. That's where the story is from. It involves a 12-year-old girl, and unfortunately, she is dead.
Mm.
Now then, who killed her and why? Those questions remain to be answered, but there are some suspects, one man in particular, her uncle. We'll talk more about that here in moments. Let me give you the story from the AP. The body of a missing 12-year-old Vermont girl was found Wednesday buried near her uncle's home. That's pretty damning evidence right there. I mean, not necessarily was him, but funny that it's near his house.
Well, I wonder how near is near, and, you know, it's not a very populous state. If it's difficult to get too far if the uncle lives near the parents of the child.
They found her body just hours after documents surfaced that accused the man of planning to initiate her into a child sex ring.
Prosecutors say the Vermont man...
I don't want to hear from you. Sorry about that. Anyway, Brooke Bennett's body was found about 4:45 p.m., about a mile from her uncle's house, said the state police director, Colonel James Baker. Police, who had been searching the uncle's property, noticed the ground was disturbed and found her body buried underneath. The girl's uncle, Michael Jacques, who has been in custody since Sunday on sexual assault charges involving another underage girl, is set to be charged in federal court with kidnapping. I'm not sure why a federal court would be necessary to be involved here.
If he went across state lines?
I guess.
If Vermont's very small, you know, it's not too hard to get across state lines.
Bennett was last seen alive with Jacques at a convenience store last Wednesday. And again, Brooke Bennett, the young girl's name.
Now, they were looking for this girl and said that she had been drug off by a MySpace predator.
Is that right?
Yes, that she had gone with a fake MySpace friend, perhaps, to... you know, see that friend's friend.
I guess
in the
they
hospital.
Were wrong because this is her uncle.
Well, look, it's MySpace gets the blame though.
Bennett was last seen alive. I don't know if they mentioned MySpace in this story. I guess you were saying that's what they were suggesting when they were looking for the body.
I'm here. I'm right. Like, I'm hearing news stories on the air.
According to the police captain, the director rather, he says the painful discovery of Brooke's body today is tragic and heartbreaking. He called the death clearly suspicious, but declined to give details.
Well,
before,
of course it's suspicious. It's, you know, a teenage girl. They don't just die.
But he declined to give details before a planned briefing. On Wednesday night, about 300 people gathered to mourn Bennett's death in what was originally organized as a candlelight vigil for her safe return. Of course, her mother is pretty broken up. She says she asks that justice be done for the person who took her baby away. Father said, I know that
Brooke... That'd be really painful.
Yep, father says, I know that Brooke knows we love her and will always love her. Earlier Wednesday, in an affidavit unsealed in U.S. District Court in Burlington, the FBI said an unidentified 14-year-old girl told investigators she was present on June 25th when Jacques, who is 42, tricked Ms. Bennett into thinking she was going to a party. Then he took her to his Randolph home to be initiated into a sex ring.
The hell does that mean?
The girl said she was led to believe the 12-year-old would have sex with adult males during the initiation.
And he told them this? Told this girl this?
Well, presumably the 14-year-old is... Again, she was with Mr. Jacques at that time.
And so why would he say that?
She's probably in the sex ring.
I see.
The teenager said she and Bennett watched television for a while before Jacques told her to leave and took his niece upstairs. The witness said she left the house with her boyfriend and didn't see Bennett again. The 14-year-old said she herself had been having sex with Jacques since she was 9 as part of the sex ring. So for 5 years, this girl been having sex with this man in his early 40s.
And had a boyfriend?
Apparently so. Bennett's former, he might even be in the ring too, who knows. Bennett's former stepfather, Raymond Gagliano.
People live different than I do, I can tell you that.
He appeared in federal court as the former stepfather of the young lady. Wednesday, on an obstruction of justice charge, was denied bail. Police say Gagnon lives in Texas, but often visited Vermont, according to the affidavit. He told police he accessed his former stepdaughter's MySpace page from a computer in San Antonio after getting login information from Jacques. Police said they have evidence that postings to the account were altered to make it appear the 12-year-old had discussed a secret rendezvous shortly before she disappeared. So you're right, there is a MySpace involvement. Gagnon also told police he downloaded child pornography onto the laptop. Bennett's mother said she was very surprised by her ex-husband's alleged involvement.
So the girl's stepfather and uncle?
Former stepfather and her current uncle.
Bizarre.
Were involved. The stepfather involved in some way. Again, obstruction of justice charge is what he's been slapped with. But the uncle is the one who is the prime suspect as far as the murder is concerned.
Okay.
And it definitely was the uncle that was involved, or allegedly was the uncle who was involved in the
sex ring.
What's
the issue?
The issue is teenage prostitution, Mark. This is a perfect example of the... What happens when teenage prostitution is outlawed? This is the black market that you are seeing in action here. The whole idea of an underground sex ring. Look, and I understand this is really, a tough issue, and people get very, very upset and emotional when we talk about these things, but this little girl... This 12-year-old girl would probably be alive today if her horny old uncle could actually go out and legally find himself some sort of underage girl who was willing to sell her services in the marketplace. So you have to ask yourself, if you think teenage prostitution should be illegal, how many more Brooke Bennetts are you willing to kill? Because she's probably not the only little girl who's been killed in the underground sex trade.
Well, I think that the argument for that on the opposite side, and I'm not, this is a tragic story, absolutely, is that when if you were to legalize this market, there would be more supply side pressure, meaning that they would attempt to get more girls to supply sex, more teenage prostitutes, and boys too, for that matter. So you'd have a larger issue of teenage prostitution. It's still pretty small. I've certainly never heard of anything like this before. And, yeah, it's unfortunate that this girl died, but, people are sick, and who's to say this guy wouldn't have killed a kid anyway?
Who's to say? Certainly, he could have killed a kid anyway, no doubt about it. But
he successfully managed to get the other girl into this. What happened that this girl died?
But, Mark... I don't know. We don't know what the answers are yet. This case is just breaking. They've just, they've recently arrested this guy. Nobody really knows the details here. But what I do know is the whole idea of a child sex ring or that's what it's called here, a child sex ring, that would not exist in a legal marketplace, in a true free market where a 15-year-old girl or whatever could go out and sell her services to somebody that was interested in buying them. There would be no need to have some sort of secretive ring in order to protect people's identities and to keep everything all hush-hush. Because when they're talking about initiating this girl into the sex ring, that probably involves some level of threatening, like... You tell somebody, we hurt you. You tell somebody, we hurt your mom. Or whatever it is. Whatever it is that they hold over these girls' heads in order to keep them, as this one girl did, for 5 years, keep them having sex without them telling anybody about it. And it puts young girls into a dangerous position where they're too afraid to do anything. Where they are essentially owned by these men who want to have sex with them.
These men have nothing over these girls other than the coerciveness that they've been using, the manipulation and coercion that they're using, correct?
Yeah, that's what I would imagine.
So in a marketplace where teen prostitution was legal, or even younger for that matter, I mean, if you're going to make it legal for teens, why not make it legal for anything else? You'd have the demand. I think we all agree that the demand is out there, so they would have to meet that demand. What's to keep them from using coercion and manipulation on those kids in order to try to meet the demand for teen sex?
Well, that's a good question. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Most people in their free market activities don't use coercion. So if you can get sex without using coercion, what's the point in using coercion?
Well, that would be the John, not the pimp.
This is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. All the features on our website, by the way, are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with thousands of our listeners and read over 350,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, from serious issues to fun stuff. You will find it all, and it's all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Stakel CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Stakel's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. Stakel CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That is Stakel CAI. We are talking about a disturbing story involving a perverted old uncle. It's always the uncles, isn't it, Mark?
It's not always.
Stepdads and uncles. Got to look out for those guys. Anyway, this guy, his name is, Mr. Jacques from Vermont. His name, Michael Jacques. He's in his early 40s, and apparently he kidnapped his niece, Brooke Bennett, 12 years old, and now she's dead. They found her body about a mile from her uncle's house, where they noticed the property had been, the ground was disturbed.
He kidnapped her. He coerced her into coming with him.
Okay, well, whatever.
Manipulated, of course, is probably not
the right word. He lied to her. He told her that she was going to be taken to a party. And I guess, well, it was like a sex party, I suppose. Maybe she didn't know that part. Allegedly, according to another teenage girl, a 14-year-old girl, she said that she was there when Mr. Jacques tricked Bennett into thinking she was going to the party and instead took her to his Randolph home to be initiated into what is being called a child sex ring. Now, you have to ask yourself, what is the purpose of a child sex ring? What's the purpose?
To supply, underage sex to people who want that.
For, I don't know how it happens, but somehow these guys that want to have sex with underage girls somehow find one another. Maybe it's the internet, maybe they just grew up knowing one another. I don't know how that happens, but by whatever...
I guess people with interest, but I can't imagine how they initiate the conversation.
It seems very strange to me.
Yeah.
That part I don't understand. But what I do understand is the whole idea that essentially you get together with these guys of similar mindset. Perhaps some of them are fathers who bring their daughters to the sex ring.
I don't like the use of the second person in there. So it's not you. One gets together with these.
One
guys.
Gets together with these other dudes. Presumably they have some female they have access to. It doesn't seem likely that you would be allowed into the sex ring with.
Right.
Without having a young female to bring.
BYOK, bring your own kid.
Yeah, and so the idea is they obviously swear some sort of secrecy thing, and they could swap their partners around, and that's the purpose, right? The purpose is to keep everything hush-hush and keep things very, very quiet and very small so that no one is ever discovered. None of these sex rings are ever unturned. Because you have to understand, this is a different kind of prohibition. The prohibition on prostitution, and we're talking, I'm talking about all prostitution, adult, teen, whatever. The prohibition on prostitution is much more difficult to track. It's not like you're driving around with a trunk full of stinky marijuana, or you're trying to deal in kilograms of heroin or cocaine, with some sort of bulky product that you have to move across borders and remain undetected. This is just human beings having sex with one another. So
right. Once the act's done, what do you prove?
Well, yeah, and how do you find it? How do you get a clue? How do you break into these sex rings to even discover that they exist in the first place? If it isn't from some accidental situation, or maybe one of the young girls decides to run away or go to the police or tell some other adult. Very few ways that somebody could actually get wind of something like this going on. But clearly it's going on, and clearly there's I don't know. I don't know how many people are involved in this ring. We don't know much about this particular case yet. But my position here is that there would be no reason for sex rings if these guys could go and get themselves some sort of service from a young lady who's willing to offer those services. Clearly, there are teenage girls that are willing to offer these services. We've talked about that before. Many of them have been busted. They've had their money stolen from them by the police. And
you've talked about Oprah episodes where they show them.
I've seen them interviewed, so I know that that exists. And if these guys could get satisfied, have their little urges satisfied in that particular way, then there would be no need for a hush hush underground child sex ring where if you if you snitch, you get killed or bumped off for whatever reason. They killed this girl.
I see what you're saying. I consider the idea of child prostitution and them having sex with much older men and that kind of thing to be a bad thing in and of itself. Yes, the killing of the child is worse.
I'm not telling you it's a good thing, Mark. All I'm saying is it's going on now, and because it's been pushed underground, people are being enslaved, and they're being threatened, and they're being killed.
My question to you is if it's legal, what's to prevent someone from being enslaved in that atmosphere? I mean, basically, the only way to...
Are you enslaved at your job?
Right, because there are people, there's a quantity of people willing to do such a thing, my job. So what you have to have is you have to convince me, and I remain quite unconvinced that there are enough kids out there that they wouldn't want from a supply side that the distributor, the pimp, wouldn't have to coerce, manipulate young kids into working for them. I mean, steal them off the streets, that kind of thing. I don't know. I this is not a world that confronts me. To me,
well, I don't know either. I don't know what the economics of it would be, Mark. I can't tell you what the supply and the demand is like. We don't know what those numbers are. We don't have any idea.
Well,
but
to me, what you're proposing doesn't sound much better than what we currently have.
What I'm proposing will, I think, prevent people from being killed
enslaved. Let me give you a scenario here. The pimp, spots a prize product here, a child that they want to have in their bevy of child hookers that you're talking about. They sweep them off and talk to them about it. They say no. The pimp uses coercive means. Some kind of torture technique to get them to say yes. They could say, well,
that sounds awful. But what's stopping that from happening today?
Right. Well, that's what I'm asking you. What you've got is legalized child prostitution, bad, and the same things that are going on today, more bad. All we've got today is the bad stuff that's happening
now. What I'm telling you is today, the young people that are willing to sell their services, and they are out there,
they are
prohibited from doing so, and therefore forced into a dangerous...
They're on Craigslist.
They're forced into a dangerous underground world, Mark, and that underground world would be less dangerous and less pervasive if these people were able to sell their services legally. If Johns are able to go out and get serviced by people that are willing to perform those services, whoever they are, then they won't be out there demanding them from those who don't want to perform those services.
I remain unconvinced, and to me...
you're willing to kill children, then, is what you're saying?
It sounds to me like you're willing to kill children.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I
want to give them over to pimps who will torture them so they'll make
them
work.
That's not what I'm talking
about.
That's
the point that I've made here.
Well, I don't know where you got that from. When did I ever say I supported pimping?
When did I ever say that I supported killing children?
Well, if you support prohibition, that's what you get. You get violence, you get
danger. You haven't convinced me that you won't get that anyway.
I didn't tell you that you absolutely wouldn't get it, Mark, but the incidents would be reduced. The danger would be reduced for those who are interested in performing those acts. They would not have to be concerned about those things. More coming up. You can take control. If you disagree, this is Free Talk Live.
How could you not?
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That shrine. freetalklive.com. Who is Poopin von Schnuggenberger, and why does he call himself an anarcho-poopalist? Who is the anarchy boogeyman, and should you be afraid of him? AnarchyInYourHead.com is a webcomic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check in every Wednesday and Friday for a new strip, and find bonus material throughout the week, all at AnarchyInYourHead.com. That's AnarchyInYourHead.com. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Now, Mark, before we go on with the phone calls here, because they are lining up, I just want to make sure that I've made my position clear, because I don't think that I necessarily have. You're saying that legalizing prostitution, even for teenagers or underagers, whatever you want to call them, you're saying that that would not do anything to reduce the amount of violence those young girls are encountering?
Not saying that. I don't know, but I remain unconvinced because.
What would it take to convince you?
You'd have to see.
Does prohibition cause violence?
It does in some cases, but a prohibition can...
what instances can you think of?
In an instance where the government prohibits it versus what about the kids? There might not be enough kids out there to service the adults that want these services, this child
hookers
that you're
talking
about.
If that's true, Mark, I mean, if that's true... then that's pretty scary, isn't it? What you just suggested there, that if you believe there are that many adults that are looking for these services, what does that say?
I don't know what it says.
Well, it says, I mean, if there are that many adults looking for these services, then there's no point in prohibiting them because they're certainly going to be out there doing it anyway. So
and
why don't we just let the market
decide? In this story, they were talking about a 9-year-old girl. Do you think a 9-year-old can give informed consent on sex?
I don't know, Mark. I'm not, I think people are different. I think that I gave consent when I was at age 10.
Do you think this little girl gave informed consent on sex?
I haven't the slightest clue, Mark. We don't have her here to talk to her.
You certainly are cavalier with it, though.
Look, you know, she gave her consent either way, or whatever happened, she ended up in the sex ring for 5 years. Certainly she could have done something to get out of it, right?
Sounds to me like there's a great deal of manipulation going on.
Right. Well, how scary was it? What exactly went on on the inside of this sex ring?
Probably violence and threats of violence.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
So you legalize it.
Right. And what's to stop violence and threats of violence for getting the kids into the sex ring in the first place?
The fact that you can go and actually have some sort of justice. The fact that you could go
and... she could get justice now. That girl could have left at any time.
She's breaking the law.
No, she's not. That's nonsense.
They take money from these girls.
Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. You know as well as I do that little girl could have gone to the cops and no one would have ever held her responsible as a 9-year-old for getting into a sex ring. She had the protection of law now. She'd have the protection of law under your system. It seems to me that is all your system would do is allow child prostitution. And I'm really not interested
in it. It's going on right now, dude, and I can't believe that you're denying that you don't believe there's violence inherent in the underground prostitution trade.
I'm not saying that I don't
what
think
kind
that.
Of world
I did
are
not
you
say that. What the hell are you talking
well,
about?
What are you saying? Saying that
listen
legalizing...
Listen to the words coming out of my
you're
mouth.
Saying,
you'll know what the hell I'm
let
saying.
Let me see if I've got
I'm
you
saying
clear.
You have not proven... You
I don't have to prove anything. Okay. I don't have to prove
you
anything.
Just let kids
arguing,
have sex with adults.
I'm arguing in favor of freedom. Look, you can ostracize people that are engaging in this sort of behavior, Mark. I'm sure you can come up with some sort of creative market-based solutions to ostracize these
it's
people. But
not
the fact
the
is,
people
they're
that are
having
sex with the kids that bother me. It's the pimps that would exploit the kids.
What, it doesn't bother you that people are having sex with kids?
Jesus H. Christ.
Let me see if I can understand what you're saying here. You're telling me that by re-legalizing child prostitution, that it would be no less dangerous than it is today? You telling me
I
that?
Remain unconvinced that it would be less dangerous than it is today.
1-800-259-9231.
It may even be more dangerous.
I think that's absolutely absurd.
If cops can't go in and bust these people...
What are you talking about?
They can't go in and bust child, sex prostitution businesses because it would be legal at that point. Then, yeah, I think people could use violence and threats and coercion and manipulation to get these kids into these businesses.
1-800-259-9231. Clearly, I can't convince you of this, Mark.
Clearly, you're not even paying attention. So
I don't know what you're talking about. You're telling me that violence would continue in the absence of prohibition, and while I don't deny there could be some instances of violence, certainly there are always going to be violent people out there, it seems clear to me that prohibition encourages violence. It seems clear to me that prohibition encourages danger, dangerous situations. Women in the prostitution trade, whether they're underage or they're over 18, are at risk. They are at risk because they could encounter violence, whether it be from the Johns or from the pimps or whoever.
Women,
they could be enslaved.
Women naturally engage in sex with men, whereas children do not naturally engage
in
sex
children.
With adults.
Define children.
Someone who cannot give informed consent.
Define that.
You can't.
Okay. So then you've got nothing, don't you?
No. I got an age. I got an arbitrary age. I'm going to pull out
right.
of the air.
You sure
Thanks.
Do. What age?
What for somebody to be able to have sex?
To be able to consent to sexual activity.
I think that 16 is a good age for all around consent. Mm-hmm. I think that
so 15-year-olds they're just stupid, huh? They can't make decisions for themselves.
I think that 15-year-olds can decide to have sex with 15 to say 18-year-olds.
Oh really? Now would they be able to decide to have sex for money with an 18-year-old?
I think that if somebody can decide to have sex, they can decide to have sex for money.
Okay. What about 25?
What about
a 25-year-old?
That a 15-year-old can have sex with a 25-year-old for money? No.
Okay. So, again, you're just making up stuff here, right? You're just pulling out numbers, like you said, totally arbitrary. And it's clear that these 15-year-olds don't really care what you think, Mark. They're out there turning tricks anyway. They want to buy the new Gucci handbag, so they're going to go out and they're going to give some 40-year-old guy a BJ. He's probably married. His wife will probably never know about it. And I'm sure that most teenage prostitution is nonviolent. I'm sure it's mostly, consensual. But the fact is, there are girls who are put into very dangerous situations, including in enslavement, because of the underground aspects of this. And I'm just saying it should be taken out of the underground, and you're arguing for keeping it there. That's, I think, disturbing.
So there's a prohibition. You're arguing that prohibition is always less violent, right?
No. The absence of prohibition.
The absence of prohibition is less violent.
Right.
So
and I have evidence on my side.
There's a prohibition in this country against blood sports, fighting gladiator-style fighting, killing each other, that kind of thing. If they lifted that prohibition, do you think it would be less violent?
Well, those are inherently violent, Mark. Those are activities that cannot be less violent.
But right now they're prohibited, right?
As I understand it, they probably are.
How many people are dying as a result of this prohibition?
I haven't the slightest clue. What's your point?
Like none.
What is your point?
I'm saying there's demand for this, and people aren't doing it. If you legalize...
How do you know that? How do you know there aren't underground fight clubs out there,
Mark? There are underground fight clubs. Rarely do people die in them.
How do you know that?
Because I've never seen a news story on it.
Well, how many times have we seen news stories about child sex rings?
Every once in a while, they pop up.
This is the first time I've ever seen a news story about a child sex ring, Mark. These are things that don't involve products necessarily, Mark. These are services. These are interactions between people. They're very hard to track.
So if they legalized,
if you die in an underground fight...
If they legalized a big gladiator-style fight in the United States, do you think that men would be coerced into fighting in these scenarios to the death?
Doesn't seem that likely. No.
Nope. Seems ludicrous to me that
if you want to go into
suggest that.
The people that are fighting are usually fighting because they like to fight, right? Isn't that the point of the fight clubs? They go and they fight.
I can tell you the demand is significantly higher to watch somebody die than it is to be the one who dies.
If somebody ends up dying in that ring, then if in the underground world, they're just going to, find a place to dump the body. They sure as hell aren't going to call the cops. And so if that body disappears, then you've got a missing persons report. But that if they don't ever find it and they don't find out about the fight club, then of course you're never going to hear about the damn fight club. It's totally underground. But if it was legal, then all the participants would be on, at least somewhat on the up and up. They would, they would know where they were going. They would know who they were dealing with. They would know what they were getting into. I'm not saying it would be less violent, the underground fight club arena. How could that be less violent?
I think
but it would
some
be
prohibitions,
less shifty.
I think
be
some
less
prohibitions have some inherent advantages to them.
800-259-9231. It's been a while since we've heard your fascist tendencies coming out on this show, Mark. But
you're the one who wants, to have kids having sex with adults.
And people fighting with one another. Whatever. People can consent.
Oh, I think that people should be able to consent to, fight to the death if they feel like it.
Right. And you're going to decide what people can and can't do because you are the boss, right? More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Mark owns you.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenoir City, Tennessee, 37771.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go and become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month, and we take it in, get on more radio stations with that money. We reach out to new stations and get more what they call clears in the business, where Free Talk Live clears in a new marketplace. And so we're expecting a new one actually soon, sometime very soon in Washington State. Can't say anything more than that at this point, though. Of course, the Amplifier program does more than that. It also brings more Internet listeners on board with the show, and you get perks too, like access to the AMP only chat room, the AMP only call-in lines, as well as the forum. Go and get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Emily is on the line calling from the West Coast. Hello, Emily.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, certainly I'm not going to deal with the previous subject, not right now, but I'm a techie in Silicon Valley in San Jose.
Okay.
And I'm a retired school teacher, and I have a website which is investigative in nature because my graduate work was in problem and conflict analysis.
All right.
And I think that the people in the world need to understand something that's going on with NASA and NASA websites and with NASA photography. In the last 6 months, what has been called to my attention was the figure of a woman that was called a statue. It was called a woman trying to kill a snake. It was called a lot of things on a rover photograph that was taken by NASA. And At that point, I began to take an interest in the way that NASA processes their photographs. And if you look at the NASA Phoenix website,
NASA Phoenix?
Phoenix, yeah.
Okay.
What you see is the sorriest collection of half-assed photos you've ever seen in your life. A 19th century daguerreotype.
Okay.
Is a better quality than anything that the Phoenix has been doing. And I was just totally amazed. Okay, so I began learning how to use my own. I just have a PC like everybody else. I just have a photo processor called GIMP. Okay, I don't have anything fancy. I'm just a teacher. I'm just a mom. I'm a techie. I have kind of a technical gift.
Okay.
And so I began stripping the color out of the NASA photographs. And what NASA uses as color is about 16% red and about 8% green and no blue whatsoever in all their photographs, the NASA and JPL.
And these are Mars photos, right?
These are Mars photos.
They do call it the red planet.
Well, but it isn't. It isn't, and that's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
It isn't a red planet.
Hmm.
It does have an atmosphere. It does have seasons, and I have about 1,000 of their photographs now in 4 directories. I have recolored probably 15-20% of them.
Well, you must have found them, discovered something. Tell
well,
us what you discovered.
Every day, I discover that the NASA photographs are deliberately altered to conceal the actual real details. That there are people, animals, gardens, vehicles, cities, their whole
all of
set.
That's on
all
on
that's
Mars,
on
huh?
Mars. It's been on Mars the whole time. I have have three. It looks like they look like Google Maps. They're total cities. One of them is the shape of San Francisco. Another one is.
Any chance that we could, could one see cities on Mars from Earth?
No. These are
even the biggest
satellite photos. Okay,
right. But even the biggest telescopes wouldn't be able to see these cities?
Well, the Hubble would, except that Hubble photographs of Mars have never been allowed to be distributed.
For the same reason, that it's all part of the same vast conspiracy.
It's the same, okay, it's a philosophical stance, okay, that the globalists have taken in order not to have to experience accountability by the people.
I don't understand. Accountability for what?
Well, how about consecutive wars, war crimes, crimes against humanity,
but wait, what's that
torture,
have to do with the,
genocide?
Wait, hold on now. What's that have to do with NASA or with the
That's why I'm calling you, baby.
Yes.
Because there's a connection.
All right, draw it all together for
there's
me.
There's a connection. The NASA's fact, and you can also go to the SETI, S-E-T-I, the Search for Intelligent Life. The whole conspiracy, the whole claim that we are all the life that exists in the solar system is the same that the Pope made prior to Copernicus.
Okay.
Copernicus is the one that discovered that the Earth moves around the sun, not the sun moving around the Earth.
Wasn't that Galileo?
In those days, everybody thought that the Earth was the center of the creation and everything else was around it.
Yeah.
The scientific materialist philosophy is we are all that exists and we haven't found any other life around us yet, therefore we can do what we want. Which
seems like
same,
a stretch.
So it's the same of the same position of absolute sovereignty of might makes right as the Pope during the Middle Ages.
So you're saying that the government people would somehow lose face if other people on Earth knew there was
absolutely
population on Mars?
Absolutely.
It really doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, if once you see their lifestyle and once you see how they live there.
The Mars lifestyle. How do you know what the Mars lifestyle is like?
Well, having looked at about 1,000 Mars photos and recolored them so that I could actually see the details in them.
Is it that recoloring a photo is going to reveal a city? I mean, this is a barren wasteland.
What's
your website?
You've been fooled, huh?
Let me see your pictures. I want to see your pictures.
It is not a barren wasteland. The website is www.abide,
Mm-hmm. Abide.
Yeah.
Miracles, M-I-R-A-C-L-E-S.
Okay.
.com.
And you're saying that on your website you have pictures
on the blog. On the blog every day for the last couple of weeks, or just about every other day, I have Mars photos that I have recolored. And let me explain to you how coloring obliterates detail. Nothing that is blue will ever show up because they do not put any blue in their color mix. Okay. The other thing they do is they disrupt and twist the scale of the photograph by altering the relationship between the height and the width of the photograph.
I got to say, you are, I'm looking at these photos right now. I got to say, it's quite a stretch.
It's a stretch.
Quite a stretch.
Well, you go ahead and let's just all take them one at a time.
I don't know if we have time for that.
I can't tell you.
We don't. We have 2 minutes now.
You have 2 minutes?
Yeah, I don't think we have time for
that. Don't believe NASA.
But I don't believe NASA. I mean, they're a government agency. I mean, that as far you had me that far, like NASA, government agency, certainly governments lie. That's what governments do. But to suggest that there are buildings and you're showing evidence of buildings in these photos.
That's right. There's buildings, there's people, there's animals, there's gardens.
The pictures look different.
They're all there. Just look at them. Okay? Don't believe me. I'm not asking you to believe me.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep putting them up there. I'm going to keep putting them up and putting them up and putting them up.
Just out of curiosity, did we visit the moon?
There's no way to know.
There's no way
to know because the pictures that were taken of that, quote, moon landing were taken on a soundstage somewhere in Arizona. So we might have gone to the moon. I have pictures of people walking around on the moon, but not necessarily at the time and in the way that NASA says so.
Do you think the Jews are involved in this cover-up in any way?
The Zionist faction, the Jews are not monolithic. The Jews have a Zionist faction which believe in the absolute sovereignty of Israel over the rest of the planet. The non-Zionist Jews have no such interest. They're still in diaspora.
So if these rich and powerful men that have been in control for at least a couple thousand years now, believe that Israel should be in charge of the whole world, how come it's not?
Because their minds have been taken over by the Orion group, the Anunnaki faction, higher dimensionality. Anunnaki, yeah, Anunnaki is where we got the Egyptian hierarchy, the Assyrian hierarchy, the Greek hierarchy, the Roman hierarchy.
Is it possible, Emily, that you're just nuts, that you've just gone off the deep end?
I'm sure you wish that were so.
Is it possible?
I don't wish anything. I know I'm not nuts.
I'm just asking you, man, because I'm looking at a bunch of pictures of a wasteland, and you're telling me there's buildings and people there. I'm sorry, sweetie. Thank you for the call. Hour number two. Her website, by the way, abidemiracles.com. Go and see for yourself. Hour two's coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a